It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
All right. Let's get it. Welcome in to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Love Remy Martin. If you haven't heard the episode from last week where I was talking about my experience, you know what I've left out of my experience hanging out with the Remy Martin people? The fanciest part of it is that I got to drink Louis XIII. Like, it was super fancy because there was, like, caviar and all sorts of other stuff. But I got to drink Louis XIII, and, wow. Yeah, it was quite the experience for your boy. So, shout-out to Remy Martin. They continue to support this podcast, and we are happy that we have this great partnership with them. I hope that you follow my advice. I hope that you coming to this podcast is your first encounter with the Bears today, that you took the day. It was nicer than yesterday, is warm enough, you know, it's above freezing. I hope that you went and took this day and did something else with it than watch the Bears. Leave that to the professionals. I did that today. That's my job. I get paid to do it. If you don't get paid to do it, you shouldn't do it. It's bad for you. At least this version of Bears football is bad for you. And this is a game where you knew right away, like, if you were holding on to, like, old tropes and stuff, and you're like, well, Detroit says they're tough, but they don't play outside. Like, think of it like a political ad. Dan Campbell says his team is tough and rugged, but they play in a stadium that's always 72 degrees. Well, they came out in 30-degree weather. Yet another data point to disprove the myth of Bears weather. Well, they got to play outside in bear weather. It's going to give them a real advantage. Uh-huh. The only advantage, and Jared Goff is like the poster child for being affected by weather. And what did he do? He absolutely destroyed you. They're out there doing all sorts of stuff. They got trick plays. This guy's falling. They're doing this. Look over here. No, it's over here. All this stuff. And what it ends up being is them dominating you in a way, however you wanted it, you could have it today. However you wanted it. Jared Goff goes 23-32 for 336, throws three touchdowns, has a passer rating almost 140. Jahmyr Gibbs is out here running in between the tackles and did it for almost 5 yards a carry. They treated Jahmyr Gibbs today like he was an old school feature back, and he excelled in the role. Along with having 109 yards on the ground, he also had 45 yards receiving in this game. They hit an 82-yard bomb to Jameson Williams for a touchdown. Sam Laporta got into it. Like, it's just, it was an all-team domination. And remember, going into this game, one of the stories about the Lions was, well, they're hurt. They're beat up. So because they're beat up, the Bears have an opportunity. They got a shot in this game to do something. And what'd they do? They didn't do much in this game. The numbers at the end of it look good. And I actually did think that there were some moments for Caleb Williams inside this. And that's all you have. That's all you have is to look and see if there are things that he's doing that give you confidence about what the offseason is going to be. But with a game like this, you have to look at it and go, well, sure, Lawrence, you're right. Caleb Williams played pretty well. His numbers were great. He had 324 yards passing. He threw a couple of touchdowns. He didn't throw an interception, for whatever that's worth to people now. I don't know. I think we've all kind of like fetishized it, and unfortunately, I think that the other way that you could look at it is that he often will not take the play down the field, even though it's the better choice of plays. But he's still a rookie, so I'm not mad at him. And he's a rookie that's now, what, over 3,000 yards passing on the season? So that's about – when the season began, if you go back and listen to the podcast, I felt like if Caleb is knocking on the door 3,500 total yards, then that's a good thing. Granted, how he's getting here is probably not as satisfying, but to still see a Bears quarterback be able to do that, and he's going to have, I think I told Carmen Vitale this on her show, that he's going to end up having a top five passing season all time in Bears history, which says more about the Bears as a franchise than it does about Caleb Williams. But you get my point. Like, we haven't seen a quarterback be able to do stuff like this, and yet here he is. He's doing cool stuff. It just, there was never a moment where I felt like Detroit was going to lose the game. There was one moment where I'm like, I don't know, that might have been too aggressive. And that was the fourth down play that Campbell chose to go for, the fourth and three or whatever inside there in the red zone. And I thought, with an opportunity to make the game 20, make it 20, they went for it, and that could have opened the door back up for the Bears, but they promptly didn't, you know, went back down the field and had to punt. So I guess it ended up working out for Dan Campbell and the Lions. That team is resilient, man. They have 19 guys on injured reserve. Like, you're going to hear the Bears complain about all the guys that they have hurt this whole season. Lions have 19 guys on injured reserve and a bunch of dudes on defense on injured reserve and their best player on defense on injured reserve. And they still are probably going to end up with the number one seed in the NFC. That's wild.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. all you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/redcircle.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior painting primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The defense today, they just got dog walked, man. Like they just, I'm not out here even saying that guys are quitting. If you saw some guys quit and you want to call them out, feel free to in the comments. I just think that with every game that goes on, the indictment of the roster and the roster building gets stronger and stronger. Like, I think that if I'm Ryan Poles, I'm really upset by how my roster continues to let me down. I also didn't like, this is my thing. I saw Kevin Fishbane talking a little bit about this too. I didn't like that Karan Amagaji was not active today. And I know people are like, he should be benched for how he played. He's a rookie with no experience, and they put him out there on Monday Night Football foolishly. Like, it was a bad organizational decision by them to put him out on the field last week in a hostile environment against a defense that does nothing but blitz. It's a terrible idea. I understand, and I made the point last week, that his development should not go ahead of Caleb Williams. That doesn't mean that there isn't something in the middle of that. No, he shouldn't have started. No, he shouldn't have started. And on passing downs, you should have given him help. But yes, for him being available, and he would have probably played today instead of Curran, because you have an injury to Braxton Jones inside of this game. That's the type of experience that I want him to have, especially if you spend a third-round pick on this dude. Spent a third round pick on this guy, and after starting him, unless he was not healthy, I think it was a mistake to sit him, but whatever. Like, at this point, the operation aspect of the Bears is so flawed that I don't even know if it matters. Like, when we're talking about them, I don't know, man. It's I don't want to spend a lot of time like ragging on them either, because what we know, they're bad. You know, they're bad. We've talked about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Hopefully you didn't watch the game because you had better stuff to do, whether it was a boozy brunch that you were on, or if you were out Christmas shopping today, that sounds like a good idea. Or if you were watching the rest of the NFL, that also sounds like a good idea. It is what it is. But I think that if, and we don't know because there's been some conflicting reporting on this, if Poles was backing the idea of Eberflus staying, it makes him look better, because then at the end of the season, they can go, well, here's the problem, this guy right here. With him being fired, I think the exposure of Poles as a roster builder is amplified. Now that we've seen a month of football without Matt Eberflus, and we see them being reliant on the roster, you've seen how the roster reacted. Whether we're talking about football character or actual talent, there are stones to throw at plenty of the players on the Bears roster. There are some guys that I think continue to play hard. I think TJ Edwards plays hard every week. Like, he is someone that is fun to watch no matter what the scenario and no matter what the score. Tremaine Edmonds, on the other hand, you see him getting Velcro to blockers and you're like, come on, man. But whatever. Like, we're picking nits at this point. Because the truth is that it's all bad. And there's no one, I think, currently, that has a solution to fix it. Maybe what we'll see at the end of the year is Kevin Warren has a different approach trying to fix it. I know people were like, oh, well, this should be an audition for Ben Johnson. And, like, what's the audition? Like, how many points could he score? He's definitely on your list. He should be on your list. By the way, I think I'm going to do a series of shorts on who I would talk to. So if you aren't on the YouTube page, you should get to the YouTube page, because I'm not going to pod the – I don't think I'm going to pod the shorts, because they'll be too short. Too short. What's my favorite word? So I'll do that. And I was thinking about it when I was coming back from AZ, like a list of guys that I think are interesting to talk to. Not that anyone is, you know, I've told me that this is who the Bears are going to target. Just people that I would have on my list. So I will do that throughout the week. We'll drop some stuff inside there. With Christmas coming up, I know that viewership will be a little bit off. And, hey, how about this for a Christmas gift, y'all? Merry Christmas. The Bears play on Thursday. They play against Seattle, and then there's just one more week to go. Either way, we'll have it all broken down. Spiegs is back for tomorrow's show, and I'm back for tomorrow's show, so we'll break it all down, and then everyone will scatter again. Although I think I'm the only one that's around. I'm the only one foolish enough to work in a non-rated period. Because that's usually when people take long breaks. It's why Tanny and Shane and Spiegs are going to be off, because it doesn't – this is a great time to do it. Like, the Bears are bad. Like, if the Bears were good, that'd be one thing. But the Bears are bad, and the news of the Bears is going to be available when they come back from vacation. Like, that's when we're going to get into, is Ryan Poles fired? Who's the new coach? All that stuff. But anyway, I'll have a morning buzz for you too, and we'll start our shorts on who is on my list of coaching candidates. I hope that you had a wonderful Sunday, and I hope that this was the only time that you thought about the Bears. But I do appreciate your support, whether you're listening on Apple or Spotify, or if you're watching on the House of L YouTube page. I will talk to you soon. Peace.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan. Keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.